Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Last month, the eyes of the world were focused on the efforts to rescue 12 boys and a soccer coach trapped in a cave in Thailand for 18 days. We heard a lot about that rescue effort. But later, we heard that the coach used meditation to help keep the boys calm during those difficult days. What did he do? Exactly. And how can you use meditation to calm the stresses of your everyday life? Well, joining me to talk about this are Courtney Brown. She's a certified Reiki meditation practitioner. She's also owner of Shabak Yoga in Prince George's County. And Akhil Taff, meditation instructor, and a very busy professional who uses meditation as a frequent practice. If you want to talk about this, if you are looking for your meditation woo-saw moment and you're trying to figure out how to get there, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Courtney, Akhil, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Perfect.
Thanks.
To be here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So, Courtney, you heard about this mindful meditation process shortly after the boys were rescued. When you first heard about that, what did you think?
I was amazed that in a situation as dire as those young children found themselves facing, that they were able to cultivate a meditative practice in that state. The benefit is that they happened to be trapped with a Buddhist monk. So it was, you know, if you're going to get trapped in a cave,
that's what you need clergy with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need to throw up some prayers one way or another. Right.
And the fact that he was able to guide them into a meditative state to keep them calm and keep their anxiety at bay is absolutely astounding, right?
Absolutely.
But we know the power of meditation.
Yes.
But when you think about applying it in that situation, your little daily stresses, and I don't mean to minimize people's daily stresses, but just put it in context. You know, if you can be trapped in a cave and you can meditate your way out.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, Akhil, because the coach and many others said that without the addition of meditation, that they aren't sure whether or not the boys would have survived long enough to be rescued. What does that
absolutely
mean?
Absolutely. I mean, because in a situation like that with stress and anxiety, a meditation expert is the ideal person to be trapped with because that's what meditation does. It helps you to manage stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only imagine how they felt initially, but when he began to guide them and just have them focus on the breath and to pause, they were able to deal with it. I mean, when Candace sent me the article, it made total sense.
Candace, my producer.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It made total sense to me.
Because think about it. Besides being just in the cave, they had to swim, right, with these experienced divers, but through murky water. So that's really scary. So to be able to control your fear response and get through that, and these boys are what, 11 to
17 years old, yeah.
Meditation is powerful.
But even before they were rescued, we're not talking about sitting on a mat in a yoga studio.
Right.
We're talking about a dark cave where they are trying to conserve battery power for their flashlight, so they're in the dark most of the time. We don't know what kind of creatures may have been crawling around there, bats. There was always, and this is the critical thing, there was always the fear that with the rain there, that safe spot would have flooded. And so there was always the threat of death. How does that meditation piece help you keep that at bay?
So you learn, I'm sorry, Akil, you learn how to channel your thoughts, right? So you choose the thought. Now, before I get people yelling at me about what meditation is, the emptying of the mind, it also allows you to manifest outcomes.
What does that mean?
So they chose life. They chose survival. They could have, you know, been in that situation, meditate, fearful and anxious, but they had the benefit of an experienced meditation leader, and I'm certain that he channeled their thoughts towards survival. Maybe you were talking about the sounds, right? They also possibly heard, like, babbling brook sounds, water going over the rocks. Mm-hmm. And so it's a matter, then, of the meditation master directing their thoughts to the positive.
And the perception. The thing is, meditation, it brings you to the present. So wondering if you're going to die or not. You know what? It's a possibility. But let's sit here now, the three of us. Is everybody okay? And there could have been different forms of meditation. There could have been breathing exercise. There could have been chanting. There could have been singing. There are different types of meditation. It's not just, there are different forms of meditation. Mm-hmm. So whatever you can do to bring your mind to the present and focus on the present, because it's all about perception as well. Again, they're in a cave, but running water can be calming. Mm-hmm. If he can just direct their, if he can just transfer their perception for that moment,
that's it.
That's a moment. And that's actually the goal of meditation. When you get to that space, it might be only for a moment, but a consistent practice helps you to stretch that moment.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And for them, 18 days, a very critical 18 days. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about mindful meditation, how you can apply that to help relieve some of the daily stresses of life. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Russell, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Russell. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so my question is, how do you get into a self-meditative state? I mean, my only experience is waiting to exhale, where she says, I'm young, ho, renge, kyo. I mean, how do you get yourself into a stress-less environment?
So,
and what was he talking about when he was talking about the waiting to exhale and that chant?
So he's talking about that moment where she was using a Buddhist chant to usher her into a meditative state. The thing with meditation is people often confuse it with a religious practice. And meditation is, it's a spiritual practice, but not necessarily a religious practice. So getting yourself into a meditative state, Russell, is as simple as focusing on your breath. Literally, if it's comfortable to have the eyes closed, you would close your eyes, take a few deep breaths in and out through the nose. If it's not comfortable to have the eyes closed, because for some people, in some cases it's not, soft gaze at a steady fixed point in the room, and you just focus in on your breath. It's the focusing in on the breath that helps to calm your mind. Meditation isn't about emptying your mind necessarily, but it is about quieting your thoughts.
And you can also, there are different ways to meditate. Like, you don't have to sit in lotus. I mean, I'm a yoga teacher.
Lotus?
With your legs crossed like
that. Okay, because you say lotus, I'm thinking a sports car.
Yeah, they call it crisscross applesauce.
There you go.
You know, you don't have to sit in lotus. It can be laying down. It can be sitting in a chair. And it can be something as simple as, if something triggers you, you go to a place where you can take 10-15 full and complete inhalations and exhalations, which will more than likely put you in a different space.
Absolutely.
Because when you focus on the present and quiet the mind, it's like, you know what? Yesterday I would have hollered or screamed, or I would have reacted negatively. I took me 10 good breaths and I'm gonna let this pass, because you don't want to repeat the same thing to get the same results.
And you catch yourself before you start to spiral out. So once you do have a meditative practice, right that second before you're going to just, kirk out, you come back to yourself.
And I wouldn't be surprised if that coach, if one of the guys started to get a little anxious, I wouldn't be surprised if they had a system where, you know, everybody go and put your hand on his head or his shoulder.
Yep.
You know, when I taught, I volunteered in a prison before, and when we were trained, they said if one of the inmates gets excited, just quietly and ask them, is there anything that you need from us?
Okay.
Like, don't overreact, right. But just remain quiet and calm and just ask, is there anything you need from us? It could be for everybody to leave.
Right.
It could be for us to not say anything to him. But that breathing and not overreacting, and that's really what meditation is, because that's something that we do naturally, inhalation, exhalation. And when you can mindfully do it, uber beneficial.
There you go. Russell, thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about mindful meditation, using meditation to help calm the stresses of the day. If you have a question, if you have a comment, lines are open at 202-319-7810. Now, you mentioned something, and I think this is really, really critical, because a lot of people often associate meditation, particularly Reiki, with Buddhist spirituality. But the truth of the matter is that anyone can meditate, no matter where you are regarding your faith, or even if you are nowhere at all.
That's right. It's like I said, it's not a religious practice. It's a spiritual
practice. And you breathe.
Practice, right? And the breath is something that we do without even thinking about it. The power of meditation comes in when you do start to think about your breath, and you become very intentional about using the breath as a tool to relax.
But how long should you meditate, particularly when you are undergoing some stresses? Akhil?
It varies.
Yeah, because you work in the recording industry.
Absolutely.
And that's a high-pressure business.
True.
So if you're talking to a representative of the music business and they are stressing you out, how do you address that?
Well, fortunately, I've learned to not react, but sometimes I do react. There is no set time. There is no set time for anyone to be prescribed to meditate. The more you do it, the more beneficial it will be.
Yep.
And it's not something that's easy. It's not the quieting of the mind, as busy as we are, as fast as the world is going. That is extremely difficult. That's another thing. Please don't beat yourselves up.
No judgment.
Don't beat yourselves up. No, judgment free. So what I would suggest people do, I mean, you can either go into Shabak's class. You can follow on Instagram. Or I like to, with everything, with almost any and everything, you can build a house on YouTube. You can go and get certain Google or YouTube a 5-minute meditation practice, a 10-minute meditation practice, a Shabak meditation practice, different forms, and find out what works for you, because there is no all-purpose nut. There is no one rule.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Let me grab a quick phone call, real quick. Antonio, calling from Baltimore. What's on your mind?
How are you doing today?
Doing just fine. Go right ahead. You've got about 30 seconds to get your question
perfect.
In.
I just wanted to know, is meditation and art there? And art, is that a great form of art therapy? And does that further help the mind? I also have an event in the Maryland area.
Well, before you tell me about the event, let's stick with dealing with the issue. That is interesting. It is an interesting question, however. Is it a form of art, or is it a form of therapy?
Both.
I would say both.
Right. And I'm thinking, you know, like for my coloring meditation,
right.
If I'm coloring this question, right? So literally like adult coloring books.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
Right?
Okay, go ahead.
And they will help usher you into a meditative
Absolutely.
State. You know, they're intricate, and so they require focus. And as you're coloring and you're creating this beautiful design, you're also, whether you mean to or not, focusing on your breath.
Well, before I continue, because I want you, Akhil, to have an opportunity to also chime in on that art versus therapy or both question. For those who are trying to find information about either one of you, where can they find you on the net, Akhil?
You can find me on Instagram at Conscious Crusade. That's CONSCIOUS Crusade, CRUSADE. And I'm also on Facebook as well.
Okay. And Courtney Shabak Yoga's, what's the website?
The website is Shabak, S-H-A-B-A-C-H, yoga.com. And on Instagram, I am at Shabak Yoga.
There we go. We're going to hear your story in a little bit, too. After this break, we're also going to talk to Ramon calling from Maryland. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. More of your questions after the break, so please don't hang up. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More